Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results. This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 2002, when the Oakland A's set an American League record by extending their winning streak to 20 consecutive games. In front of 55,528 fans, the A's blew an 11-run lead to the Royals, only to hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, giving Oakland the historic 12-11 victory. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Tired of crushing candy? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is sweeping the nation as fans solve fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from this mobile puzzle game. Everyone's playing. Why aren't you? Join the obsession. Visit the App Store or Google Play to download for free now. Best Fiends. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's that time of year again. Back to school. This year, make sure to add the Epson EcoTank 4750 printer to your school supply list. It comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years or 11,000 pages. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankRadio to learn more. And until September 30th, get free overnight shipping with promo code EcoTankRadio at checkout when you buy any EcoTank printer. Offer valid within the 48 contiguous states. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. Never buy an ink cartridge again.
Paris was only the beginning.
The most anticipated TV series of 2018 is now on Amazon Prime Video.
Dr. Ryan, you found him. What do you want to do?
I'm only human.
Sometimes the person you least expect...
I can't go to Yemen. I'm an analyst.
...is the only man for the job.
We gotta get inside his head.
The new Amazon Prime original, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, starring John Krasinski. Stream now on Amazon Prime Video.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone. On the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hey sports fans, football season's here and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook with real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Every pro and college game right on your phone. MyBookie lets you play online and win big, anywhere, anytime. Use promo code SPORTS when signing up to get your deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie now.
Sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun. Void where prohibited.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 2002, when the Oakland A's set an American League record by extending their winning streak to 20 consecutive games. In front of 55,528 fans, the A's blew an 11-run lead to the Royals, only to hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, giving Oakland the historic 12-11 victory. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Hey, sports fans, football season's here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook with real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Every pro and college game right on your phone. MyBookie lets you play online and win big, anywhere, anytime. Use promo code SPORTS when signing up to get your deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie now. Sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun. Void where prohibited.
State donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Jim, what'd you think about Cole Hamels kind of stirring it up a little bit by talking about the rivalry? Did you like that from a standpoint of, you know what, he can back it up because he's a veteran, or did you cringe a little?
Well, first of all, I don't pay too much attention to all that stuff. I'm certainly aware now of what he said after he said it. I thought it was kind of funny, you know, just a little bit of a jab, if you will. And I think he was probably speaking from the heart. I don't think it was anything that was rehearsed or whatever. But when you were in that building, my goodness, when Rizzo hit that home run, you know, you would have thought you were in Wrigley Field on steroids.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
Wrigley North.
I love that.
He's good.
Oh, he's the best.
He's candid.
Yeah, he's very candid. Wrigley North, but it's Wrigley Field on steroids. There's so many people cheering for that home run that, and hey, that whole game, you can hear Ryan Braun get booed every time he
imagine
he
being a guy in your own ballpark getting booed. But, and he was really good. Ryan Braun was understanding, I thought, for a Brewer player talking about the home crowd. And you know, he tells Paul Sullivan in this morning's Tribune just about how, you know, he saw a lot of accuracy in what Cole Hamels had to say. That's pretty rare to come from an opponent, right?
Yeah, I do think, though, having been up to that building for a couple of Sox games and a couple of Cubs games, I do think that there is a big Chicago contingent whenever the local teams are playing, and certainly a lot more Cub fans than any others. And I'm, you know, I think that the Cubs extend beyond the Wisconsin border. I don't think that everybody, you know, in Racine, Wisconsin is a Brewers fan. I think there's a lot of Cub fans, in Wisconsin, almost all the way up to Milwaukee. So it doesn't surprise me. You see, a lot of people make the effort to go out, and I think whenever the Cubs play, whenever they have a road game, you see a lot of fans there because there are people from Chicago living all over the country. It's not people following them necessarily, but I think in that case, it's such a convenient trip. I remember back in the day when the Bulls were in their heyday in the Jordan era, there'd be great crowds there in Milwaukee for the Chicago Bulls at games against the Bucks, because you could get tickets cheaper than in Chicago.
Yeah, makes
sense.
And
it's a great place to go. And I think there's an element of that with Wrigley versus
well, the Brewers aren't having Miller attendance Park issues either. I mean, they're 10th in the league in attendance. They average 34,843 fans per night. So that's not bad.
That's a lot.
You know, that's a lot. That's why I like what Craig Counsell did have to say. You don't tell fans how to spend their money. And he said he would not do that. He'll tell his owner and maybe his general manager how to spend money, but not fans.
And what are you supposed to do? I mean, how do you feel, David, when you hear of ownership trying to limit out-of-state ticket sales, or, you know, we're in Nashville and you're not going to a Predators game?
I think it's ridiculous. Yeah, I think it's petty, whether it's Nashville, whether it's the Brewers, whether it's trying to keep the enemy out. I think you actually invite more of that. You invite them and you open the door a little bit wider because everybody wants in now. It's like telling your teenager what you can't do. Well, they want to do that. So fans are the same way. You tell somebody, well, you know what? We don't want you here. You're not welcome here. I want to go. You know, you want to be at Miller Park. You want to be there because they don't want you there.
Petty.
And somehow that makes it more appealing. If you're yeah. on the fence, whether yeah. or not, should I go tonight to the Cubs Brewers game? They don't want me there. I'm there.
They're going to throw you out of a building because you're wearing a shirt of a different team. It's madness.
Petty.
All right. We were talking earlier in the program about the Patrick Finley story in the Sun-Times today where he talks to George, and George effectively says that he was riding a scooter while the whole trade was being made and was blissfully unaware of...
He said he couldn't afford a new scooter now because he spent all the money on Khalil Mack.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Nick heard that. He wants to check in. Nick's in Chicago. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good.
I was just pretty much saying I think both of you gentlemen are right and wrong in your assessments to a certain degree. Mully, you were saying, it seems like you're saying pretty much that Ryan Pace, you don't feel like Ryan Pace is on that level of GM to arbitrarily be trusted with keys to the house to just make decisions without having to check in with anybody. But I would say this to you. Isn't it known that all GMs have to ask it to their higher up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not limiting it to Ryan Pace. I think if you're going to spend $100 million of guaranteed money, you better be checking with the owner. And that is that all
you're Theo Epstein
say.
And you're going out and you're signing Yu Darvish to a $126 million contract, you better have Tom Ricketts' approval.
And Hall, I would say to you, I don't think it's so much that the McCaskies are trying to show to the NFL that Ryan Pace that Ryan Pace is this great GM. I think they're specifically letting him know that they believe in him, not necessarily the league. And when the league sees that, then that's when his perception around the league changes and becomes better. I think they believe in him. I think before they even resigned him, they believed in him.
There's no question about that.
Everybody putting arbitrary time frames and questioning his draft picks and his bad draft picks. I don't hear a lot of emphasis put on his good draft picks. Now, the team has been bad, and everybody's connecting him to John Fox, but I would ask both of you this. If he had a different coach in there with the draft picks and the moves that he made during that pick, frame of time, and I love John Fox, but there are better coaches.
Who hired John Fox? Nick?
Excuse me?
Who hired John Fox?
I'm not even going to go there, but it's this perception that he had to or whether or not. Nah. I think he hired him because he's an older gentleman. He was new to the game, and he felt like they had a good working relationship. But it doesn't always translate to wins on the field.
I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate what you're saying.
Thanks, Nick.
And I don't doubt there's a level of truth to everything you're saying. I also don't believe you can operate in a bubble. And you can't say that, you know, if you're saying that I'm somehow nitpicking the bad things that he's done and not the good things he's done, I think that the entirety of the package is what you're looking at, it both the bad and the good. And all I've ever contended over the course of watching Ryan Pace's tenure is that you can't say, well, that was John Fox. That was all John Fox. You can't look at the losing that occurred and say, well, that was all John Fox. Everybody has responsibility for it. Okay. Ownership, Ted Phillips, the guy in charge of the group, certainly the general manager, certainly the coach. I don't think you can try to peg it on someone, but I don't think that's fair. I think that there's responsibility on all parts. I think the fact that they've brought Pace back, it would appear that Ryan Pace has learned from some of his errors, because what we have learned and what people believe is that when you're shopping in the free agent market, if you're shopping in the middle aisle, all you're going to get is overpaying prices for guys. You know, you either go for the best player you can find, or you go for a lesser type of guy that you can get outside of the free agent market, maybe on the you know, second or third wave or something. You're either spending on the top or the bottom, never in the middle, because you're overpaying for players.
We'll find out if he did that, because Mully, you look at what's happened since January, and I believe this. If the Bears haven't had the best offseason in the NFL, they've had probably one of the top five best off seasons of teams in the NFL, and the way that they have changed their roster, changed their look, everything from Matt Nagy to Khalil Mack. Now, you talk about overpaying. We'll find out if they overpaid for Trey Burton. We'll find out if they overpaid for Allen Robinson. I don't think they did in those two cases. They might have overpaid for Taylor Gabriel. Now, that's another, you know, that's not a ton of money, relatively speaking, but it's $14 million guaranteed. Are you going to define your tenure based on those kind of signings if you're Ryan Pace? No. You're going to redefine your tenure based on the trade you just made.
No question about it. And it's really going to come down to Mitchell Trubisky, too. You know, I think that, and again, I'm not dissing the guy, but I think that we've seen a guy kind of learning on the job, and hopefully he's gotten better at it. But I don't, you know, is this all going to work? Oh, boy, I sure hope so. It'd be great if the Bears were good. I think everybody feels that way. But I think that the you know, again, I can't wait to see what they look like Sunday night. You can argue, David, that if you can call it the best offseason that any team had, you can also say, boy, they filled obvious holes that they left there. You know,
they created for themselves.
The wide receivers.
Yeah.
The weaponry on offense. They're going into a season with a new head coach, a new scheme, and only one guy from last year that started among the skill position players. You know, is the offensive line good enough? Do they have a problem there? Well, you know, they brought the coach in and he's going to cure that. Hey, I'm on board. See, though, I love Harry. I think he's done a really good job. I just don't know where they're at. I can't wait to find out.
If you were evaluating a new GM and you looked at everything that they did to address the holes that they had, you'd say, boy, that guy really understands his team and roster, and look what all the holes that he filled.
Yeah.
The problem is mentally, it's hard to look at Ryan Pace with a clean slate in the way that the Bears have for, I think, the public and some of the media. I mean, it's hard to look at this guy and say, you know what? You forget the mistakes that he made to put themselves in the position where they had these holes to fill.
It's great to have Allen Robinson, right?
Yep.
But, you know, what were you doing drafting a guy that hasn't
Kevin
played
White.
In 3 years? It's great to – Cody Whitehair is a really good draft pick for the Bears. Why did Hieronymus Grassu have to come here first before you, you know, and I'm not saying Leonard Floyd's not going to work out. We'll find out more about him. It's great you went out and got Khalil Mack, but you did draft a defensive end as well. And hopefully those guys work well together. I'm not dissing the guy. I am just waiting to see what the team looks like. And I can't wait, because I think it's going to be fun, and we'll know a lot more on Monday than we know right now, because it is a mystery. It's an enigma in a box, and the
wrapped
box
in a riddle.
Has been on a train, and it's wrapped in a riddle, and we're going to uncover all of it. It's Mully and Haw. We've got Transition next on The Score.
Bears fans, it's finally here. Keep it locked on The Score as we prep you for Game 1 versus the Packers. The oldest rivalry in football kicks off the 2018 season, and all of our shows and team of Bears experts are bringing you the in-depth coverage you crave leading right up to game time. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
It's that time of year again. Back to school. This year, make sure to add the Epson EcoTank 4750 printer to your school supply list. It comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years or 11,000 pages. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankRadio to learn more. And until September 30th, get free overnight shipping with promo code EcoTankRadio at checkout when you buy any EcoTank printer. Offer valid within the 48 contiguous states. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. Never buy an ink cartridge again.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes. which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Friday night, join the Score's Connor McKnight at Zazzle.